At 19, most of us are navigating college parties and figuring out our majors. Brian Wong was securing millions in venture capital funding and building a revolutionary advertising company. What made the difference wasn't genius-level IQ or family connections. It was something far more accessible, a willingness to see the game differently and play by rules nobody else was following. Wong's journey from 14-year-old university student to globally recognized CEO before 25 reveals a counterintuitive truth. The fastest path to success often means abandoning the traditional path entirely. His cheat codes aren't about shortcuts that compromise integrity. They're about spotting opportunities hidden in plain sight while everyone else stands in line following conventional wisdom. Here's something remarkable. Your brain cannot simultaneously process deep appreciation and paralyzing fear. This isn't philosophy, it's neuroscience with practical implications. Wong learned this from parents who escaped poverty in China, teaching him to appreciate every opportunity rather than obsess over potential failure. This gratitude mindset became his secret weapon, allowing him to skip 4 grades, enter university as a teenager, and later pitch revolutionary advertising concepts to major corporations without the crippling self-doubt that stops most people. Think about the last time fear talked you out of something potentially transformative. How many brilliant ideas have died in your mind before reaching the world? The most successful people aren't necessarily smarter or better connected. They're the ones who've learned to replace fear with appreciation for the opportunity to even try. If everything feels manageable, you're not growing. You're atrophying. Wong discovered this by constantly surrounding himself with people ahead of him, whether skipping grades or tackling business challenges beyond his experience. That uncomfortable feeling when you're in over your head isn't a warning, it's a growth indicator. Your brain forms new neural pathways when you're struggling, not coasting. When Wong launched Keep, he approached massive advertisers despite having no track record. Humility becomes your superpower when you're beyond your depth. Acknowledging what you don't know disarms people and makes them want to help. Wong's guiding principle, I don't want to have any regrets, ever. But going all in doesn't mean maximum intensity 24/7. Elite athletes don't perform at peak levels daily. They strategically channel energy toward competition and build in recovery. The key is identifying which moments truly matter. Recognize the pivotal opportunities that could fundamentally change your trajectory and pour everything into those. After nailing a big presentation, Wong once slept 30 straight hours. This isn't laziness, it's strategic energy management. Going balls to the wall means making conscious choices about where to direct your finite energy, then committing fully. Your office isn't where the action happens. Wong's typical week spans Vancouver family time, New York red eyes to meet 50 top advertising executives within 20 blocks, Toronto speaking gigs, and San Francisco conferences. When people think you're everywhere, they believe you can do anything. Finding the action means identifying where meaningful conversations happen. Don't just attend, participate. Ask questions during panels. Introduce yourself to speakers. Offer insights that add value. Each appearance builds a personal brand associated with energy and insider knowledge. Wong has always known what irks people and often does it anyway, not to be a jerk, but because shock value drives points home. A little controversy builds respect. You become the one who says what others won't. Throughout history, breakthrough ideas have faced initial resistance. If your ideas aren't occasionally making people uncomfortable, you're probably not pushing boundaries far enough. The most valuable perspective in any room often challenges the status quo. When everyone nods along, groupthink takes over, and innovation stalls. The willingness to challenge conventional wisdom separates true innovators from those following well-worn paths to mediocre destinations. Business is Darwinian. Only the strong survive. To win, identify what your opponent fears most. That's their vulnerability and your opportunity. Wong emphasizes face-to-face meetings over emails that hide reactions. Everyone has insecurities. Find that chink in their armor. Ask hot-button questions like, was business slow last year? Evasiveness or oversharing signals you've hit a nerve. The most powerful questions start with what rather than why. Why puts people on defense? What invites exploration? When you demonstrate understanding of what keeps someone up at night and offer resolution, you build lasting relationships. Everyone has a superpower, something you do far better than most. Wong's is contagious enthusiasm. His mother taught him during hockey to build strengths into superpowers rather than fix weaknesses. When he couldn't compete physically, he leveraged speed, agility, and wits. He tried mastering graphic design until meeting partner Amadeus, whose skills far surpassed his own. Wong realized design wasn't his superpower and focused on business development instead. Spending energy improving weaknesses from terrible to mediocre prevents developing strengths from good to extraordinary. It's extraordinary abilities that create breakthrough success. At Keep, Wong creates distinct brand language with taglines like "Keep it real" and "Keep going." They don't create ads. They offer rewards. They don't reach consumers. They create moments of serendipity. Wong adopts a new, uncommon word monthly and uses it repeatedly. When people echo your phrases, you've achieved powerful subliminal bonding. Consider phrases inseparable from brands. Think different, Apple, just do it, Nike. These aren't slogans, they're linguistic frameworks defining what these entities represent. By controlling the vocabulary around your work, you shape perception of your value. Serendipity works two ways. Hope it happens or make it happen. When opportunities seem to fall from the sky, it's because you've positioned yourself in their path. Wong met Charlie Crow at Demexco in Germany, leading to keynotes at Festival of Media events in Singapore and Rome, snowballing into more business. He never sees events as one-offs. Everything is a potential springboard. Aim for excellence in all situations because you never know what might follow. What appears as luck is often deliberate positioning, consistently placing yourself where opportunities emerge.
Real advantage lies in focusing on what won't change. Jeff Bezos built Amazon on two constants. Customers will always want the best bargain and fastest delivery. While technologies evolve rapidly, fundamental human desires remain consistent: connection, saving time and money, gaining status, protecting family, enjoying experiences. Disney evolved from hand-drawn animation to streaming services, but their core promise of family entertainment and magical storytelling has remained constant for nearly a century. Wong's favorite entrepreneurs are obsessively focused on their vision, indifferent to others' opinions. They create from a burning internal itch, feeling they must build something new. Half-committed entrepreneurs who build businesses around their lifestyles achieve half success. True moonshot entrepreneurs make entrepreneurship their lifestyle, choosing seemingly impossible challenges specifically for world impact. To excite people about your idea, tie it to a grander vision, solving a universal problem. Google's vision wasn't just search, it was connecting the world's information. At Keep, Wong didn't pitch better ads. He offered meaningful moments between brands and consumers.
In a world selling productivity shortcuts and success formulas, we've forgotten a powerful truth. There are no shortcuts, only smarter paths. Wong's cheat codes aren't about avoiding work. They're about channeling energy where it creates exponential returns. Replace fear with gratitude, discomfort with growth, and conventional wisdom with tested courage. Your superpower is already within you, waiting for you to stop trying to be well-rounded and start being extraordinary at what matters. The action is out there. The vision is in your mind. The only real cheat code? Stop playing someone else's game and start writing your own rules.